Set up.
Let me hit the buttons first.
Sure.
Okay, we're recording. It's all yours, Chairman.
The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
He's muted.
I see you, Steve. Unmute yourself. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here.
Thank you.
Steve Weissman here.
I got you.
Thanks, Steve. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are. There are two changes. First, application of Arnaldo Peraza, 1438 West 4th Street, will not be heard tonight. It will be heard on May 12, 2022, and the applicant must notice for that meeting. Next, the application of Alka Srivastava, 5 Marissa Court, has been withdrawn. That will not be heard, but if a new application is filed, they will have to serve new notices.
Okay. That being said, Lou, let's move on to item number 622-ZB-08B, Vincent Santiago.
Is Mr. Santiago present? Laura, do you see him?
Yeah, they're on. Here they come.
Yep, the Santiagos are here.
Hello.
Okay, Mr. Santiago, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
I swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth. Mr. Santiago?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, it is.
Okay, could you explain, or give us your name and address, please?
It is 13 Buckman Street, Skidaway, New Jersey, 08854.
And this is Vincent Santiago that I'm speaking to?
That's correct.
Okay, could you explain to the board what you're seeking here?
We're trying to get a pool installed, and I guess our deck wasn't enough code when we bought the house, so we're just trying to go through the proper steps to, you know, make this right.
So it appears you want to retain the existing deck?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, there are a number of existing variances here because the lot is undersized. Mr. Santiago, have you seen Mr. Hinterstein's April 7, 2022 report?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
His note indicates that if either the deck or the detached garage need to be rebuilt in the future, they shall be constructed in a conforming location or you'll need to come back to the zoning board. Is that acceptable to you?
Yes, so sorry. I'm sorry. My wife took care of a lot of the paperwork and stuff. So you're saying if in the future, if we did plan on doing anything, that would have to go, you know, go through proper steps again?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Or build it in a conforming location.
Okay. Yep.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions about this application? Laura?
No, sorry.
Okay. Close the public portion and I would make a motion to approve this application based on the testimony just given.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
What did I do here? Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Santiago, your application has been approved. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and mail a copy of that document to you. You'll need that to get your permits.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Let's move on to item number 7, 22-ZB-15V, and that's Paul Passero.
Mr. Passero, are you present?
Yes, I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You sure. Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I certainly do. Paul Passero, 431 Second Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
So based on the storms we had last year, where we got 7 inches of water in 1 hour in Piscataway, let alone New Jersey, I wanted to put in a whole house generator on my property to ensure that the sump pump was always working.
And the area where you plan to put this is in an easement. You understand that?
I do now. I did not understand that previously.
Okay. And if the township ever needed to access that easement, you would be responsible for the cost of removing and relocating that generator. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. And there's also a shed in that.
The 35 years ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're in agreement with that?
I am, certainly. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, that's all I have for Mr. Passero.
Okay. Mr. Passero, you do know you need to run the generator periodically just to keep it up to date and functioning. We would ask that you just run those tests during the daytime and not at night or in the early hours of the morning.
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Okay, great. Anyone else on the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anybody in the public portion have any questions, Mr. Passero?
Or comments?
All comments, yes, sorry. Ms. Buckley?
There's no one, Chairman.
Okay, gonna close the public portion and I will want to approve this application based on the testimony given this evening.
Super, thank you very much.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call a roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Santiago, your application's been approved with the condition that you're going to be responsible to remove the generator and shed if necessary. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and mail a copy to you.
Great, thank you.
Good luck. Have a good night. Good luck. Thanks. Let's move on to item number 9. 22-ZB-17V, Michael Dudas.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Dudas, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Michael Dudas, 20 Church Street.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'd like to rebuild my front porch to include a 3-foot landing from the house, mainly for the reason of safety for my wife and I to get up and down the stairs and have a landing when we open the door.
Did you see the report of Mr. Henderson on April 7th?
Yes, I did.
Could you address those comments that he raised?
First of all, there's 9 other houses on my block that have masonry front porches with landings. I don't think it would exacerbate anything by rebuilding my porch with the landing on it.
Could you address the comment raised in paragraph 2?
About building it to the side?
Yes.
That would be easier accomplished if my driveway was on the same level as my front lawn and the elevation of the front porch existing. There's about a foot drop from the yard to my driveway. So that would encompass another set of steps to get down from the level of the front porch now to the driveway.
Mr. Chairman, those are all the comments that I have with regard to Mr. Henderson's report.
Yeah, Mr. Dudas, I must tell you that we put a lot of weight in these site impact reports that we get from our engineering department. These are the experts that went to school and have degrees for this type of decision. I would ask maybe, right now Mr. Hinterstein, I believe, is on vacation. That is the reason why he's not here this evening. We normally, I'm not even gonna say normally, we never ever cite against the site impact because of the ramifications it might have long-term, whether it's the neighbors, seeing that a precedent is set and they go to switch it, or something else might arise down the road. What I would suggest is that we put this off before we vote, because I don't think the vote tonight would go in your favor. I would ask for another opportunity to speak to you, and if we could speak to Mr. Hinterstein and come up with another solution. But based on his site impact and the facts that he's put forth here, the board, I believe, is prepared to move forward, and I don't think it would be in your best interest. So my opinion is that you should put this off. We could put this for sometime in May. I don't know, Laura has the schedule in front of her. See if we can't sit down with Mr. Hinterstein and come to some common ground where, you know, it'd be to your benefit and also to the township.
What I don't understand is that there's 9 other houses on a street with landings and front porches similar to what I want to do to mine. And that's the part I don't understand, that how could it have an impact with 9 other houses?
The interpretation I got from Mr. Hinterstein is that all of your steps are the same, and that if you were to change yours to the way you want to have it designed, that they have the opportunity now to do the same thing, and that wouldn't be good for the neighborhood.
But that's not the case, sir.
Okay, and you know what? Without Mr. Hinterstein here, I don't feel comfortable making that assumption. That's why I'm asking if we could put this off, have Mr. Hinterstein address the issue. It would also afford the opportunity for some of the members of the board to go out to your location and look at the 9 homes.
Okay.
Something that we could do. So
I certainly want to do it the best way and move forward with my project. So that would be fine with me.
Okay. And I would ask the board members to get an opportunity to get out there, take a look at Mr. Do this property and the surrounding homes that are similar in design. How should I proceed with this, Jim?
Laura, is there room on the May 12th agenda?
Actually, we have a meeting on April 28th. It's so minor, I can't see him waiting another month. So we'll put him on April 28th.
Okay.
Mr. Dudas, is April 28th acceptable?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Yeah, and you don't have to renotice.
Anyone here on the Dudas application, 20 Church Street, it's going to be carried to April 28th with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk
to you in 2 weeks.
All right, thank you, sir.
Have a good evening. Let's move on to item number 10, 22-ZB-16B, Heather Bailey.
Ms. Bailey, present.
Yes.
Are you both going to be testifying tonight?
Yes.
Okay, could you each raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time, you can put your hands down. Give me your name and address, please.
Heather Bailey, 23 Netherwood Avenue.
Robert Bailey, 23 Netherwood Avenue.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Well, we're looking to have an side of our existing home to continue the conformity that it already has, as well as have the porch go with it so we can have access to the door from the driveway that we need to create and the driveway that exists.
Did you have an opportunity to read Mr. Hinterstein's April 7th, 2022 report?
We did get it. We had some questions. Unfortunately, we weren't able to speak to him about it. So we were told that we'd be able to speak with you and work things out.
So, possibly, hopefully. As you heard in the last application,
yes,
the absence of Mr. Hinterstein may make that difficult.
Right.
Mr. Chairman?
Suggest that we go in the same way that we did with Mr. Dudas, which was the prior application. If we can meet on common ground for what Henry has issues with the application, without him being here for us to ask or to come to some type of compromise, I like I said, we put a lot of weight into these site impacts. We are a board that relies heavily on our experts, and we make most of our decisions, if not 99.9% of them, based on the recommendations of our planner engineers and whatnot. So is there more room on the 28th there, Laura, for another one?
Yes, Ben, yes.
Okay.
It's gonna be a long night anyway, so Michael, go on. So we're fine.
Thank you.
That's fine, that's fine. Okay.
Are you available on April 28th?
The Thursday again?
Yes.
We'll be available.
We'll
make it so we're available.
And I encourage you ahead of time to contact Mr. Hinterstein once he returns from vacation and discuss this with him to see if some of these issues can be resolved.
Yes.
Anyone sounds good. Heather Bailey, application 23 Netherwood Avenue. It's going to be carried to April 28th with no further notice by the applicant. The only announcement you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. There will be no further notice.
Right, and it'll be the same time and same Zoom address.
I'll email you the new Zoom information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everyone has its own password and code. So yeah, I'll email it to you.
Okay. All right, good luck, guys. We'll see you
Thank
in 2 weeks.
You.
No problem. Let's move on to item number 11. 22-ZB-18V, Sivakuma Nataraja.
Is the applicant here?
Yes, I'm here.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth? Your name and address, please.
Sivakuma Natarajan, 83 International Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Basically, I own the property at number 2 Arlington Place, and the frontage of the lot is 63 and a half feet. But, I would like to build a house which is non-conforming. It requires 100-foot frontage for that zone. So I'm seeking relief to allow me to build a house. We demolished the existing house, so we just wanted to replace the house there. So.
Are there houses on either side of this lot?
Yes.
Did you have an opportunity to see Mr. Hinterstein's April 6, 2022 report?
Yes, I just happened to see it today.
And can you comply with all of those items?
Yes, I don't think number one, the tree, I don't think sidewalk, yes. Number two, the trees, I will make my best effort to maintain the tree because I don't want to kill a large tree which is giving a shade and other things. Like, I don't want to ruin the location or look of the, a property unless it's absolutely required, obviously.
And if it is absolutely required, you'll have to put in 2 shade trees.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, I do. I do understand that. And existing, a water sewer, I'm going to use, and the gas, I don't think that is aligned the property, so I will make a proper, a requirement to the PSENG and get the gas line into the property, and make sure that the curb and other sidewalk up, there is no sidewalk right now, so I understand that I need to put the sidewalk there, so I'll make sure that everything is good.
And if during the construction there's any broken or damaged curbing, you'll replace that?
Yes, I will replace that.
And you'll add a driveway pavement detail to the plan?
Yes, it should be part of the engineering plan, when I submit to the township for a building.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, those are all the issues that Mr. Hinterstein raised in his report.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close this to the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
A second.
Let's call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Our application's been approved with the condition that you satisfy Mr. Hinterstein's requirements. We will mail a copy of the resolution to you that we adopt in 2 weeks at our next meeting.
Sure. Thank you very much, sir.
Good luck, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
moving right along. Item number 12, the adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of March 24th, 2022.
First resolution is Gladys Jezik, 22-ZB-10B. It's an application you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sean Fitzgerald. This was a non-conforming use application, 21-ZB-79V, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last was the preliminary and final site plan and bulk variance for Michael Murray, which you voted to approve. That was 22-ZB-0509V. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Item number 13, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of March 24th, 2022. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. And number 14, I entertain a motion for adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Aye. Everyone, once again, thank you for coming out, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Stay dry.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Aye. Aye.